So how much do you enjoy waiting for things to happen? Something good, something important, something that you've been longing for, something that needs to happen or else. How much? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For most of us, most of the time, the answer is not all that much. When you need a breakthrough, you want it to happen right now. When you need healing, now would be a perfect time, Lord. When you're suffering, it needs to end now. But that's not generally how things work. My dictionary tells me that the definition of waiting is to stay where you are or to delay action until a particular time or event. That staying, that delaying, that waiting ain't easy when you need to move forward. Back in the day, King David of Israel did rather a lot of waiting, life and death waiting, as men, as armies even, came against him to take his life. It's something he spoke about often in the many psalms that he wrote, Psalm 27 verses 13 and 14. But I really believe that I will see the Lord's goodness before I die. Wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave and wait for the Lord's help. How did he wait? By believing that before his death, he would see with his own two eyes, he would experience in his own heart, amidst his own trial, in his own situation, the Lord's goodness. Because the Lord is good all the time, in his own good time. And when you understand that God is never late, you wait differently. Wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave, and wait for the Lord's help. That's his word, fresh for you today. Whatever you're waiting for, God wants you to wait in faith. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Having the Sort of Faith That Conquers the World. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.